Hello, and welcome to the Externado University's English Language Podcast. We've got a lot of things for you to listen to today, and we hope that you'll find them very interesting. First of all, one thing you may be interested in is films. Maybe some films you can watch in your free time, or some interesting facts about them. Let's find out more.
Hi everybody, I'm Laura.
And I'm Johan.
Welcome to the show Inside Hollywood.
The show that gives you the most interesting facts about Hollywood movies.
Today, we are going to talk about some of the films with the highest box office success in history.
Yes, Laura. In first position, we have Avatar, the highest grossing film in history with a budget of $2,000 million. We are going to tell you a few things about this movie that are going to blow your mind. The first one, and the one that was most surprising for me, is that the Navi language used for the blue creatures actually exists, and it was created by linguist Dr. Paul Former, especially for this movie. The director, James Cameron, told him to create a language that actors could easily pronounce, but did not resemble any single human language.
Wow, that's very impressive, Johan. But I also have something you might find interesting. Sam Worthington, the main actor, was living in his car when he was called by the director to perform the role in the movie. He was literally broke. Also, that this movie was actually planned to be filmed in 1999, but the director couldn't find a studio that wanted to spend that budget he was asking for to make the movie.
And finally, but not least impressive, is that the movie is just the first one of three that they are planning to make.
Moreover, in second position, we are going to talk about Titanic, the movie that depicts a dreaming love story that all women want to have. And more impressive is that this movie has the same director as Avatar. Apparently, this man cannot do movies without spending millions from the studio pockets.
Well, yes, Laura, but you have to admit that he does a very good job in his movies.
Okay, you're right. But back to the facts. The first one that I'm going to tell you is that the studios want Matthew McConaughey, but James Cameron, the money-hungry director, insists on Leonardo DiCaprio. Can you imagine another Jack? For me, it is impossible.
It's too difficult to imagine another prince for that story. But other fact, Laura, is that when you compare this expensive movie with the actual construction of Titanic in 1912, it was more expensive to produce this movie with apparently $200 million of budget than constructing the ship itself, that it would have cost $150 million of dollars.
Wow, they really spent a lot of money on that movie. As well, we should mention that Kate Winslet didn't want to wear the special dresses that look wet, but in fact were dry, on the water scenes, and because of that she got no minion. She was going to quit at that stage, but DiCaprio convinced her not to do it. We almost didn't have Rose either, that would have been a shame.
Rose and Jack's story have become an emblem of romantic love.
Yes, I know. I'm pretty sure every girl has watched this movie at least twice.
You were made to be. Well, but now, in the third place we find the Avengers. In this movie, an Olympic archer was employed to instruct Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye, on how to use a bow and arrow properly. Every man for himself. Also, the director Joss Whedon explained that two of the founding Avenger members, Ant-Man and Wasp, were cut from the script because the film had too many characters. Can you imagine the Ant-Man? That would be very funny to see, though maybe it wouldn't be the most serious superhero in history.
I think he wouldn't be the favorite superhero for children. A group of remarkable people. But for the fans of this movie, it would be nice to know that the cast became good friends while filming. So, if all the actors had to be filming scenes together in the same place, they would out together after.
What are you prepared to do?
Cool, but sadly, that's all for this episode.
We hope you have enjoyed the things that we have told you today.
And continue to listen to us to learn more things about Hollywood. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope that that was interesting for you and you were able to find some information about some different films. Another thing that's quite interesting in our lives is personal experience. We talked to some Extonado students and asked them to tell us an anecdote, so let's find out what's happened to them.
You only live once. That was the last day of induction week. We went to the Alcazar Club. There the university was doing an activity. The guy who was doing the game just called me and took me to the stage, the same as other girls from other faculties. Then we started a dance competition. When I started dancing, I thought that I wanted to win, so I didn't care if the people laughed at me. I just felt the music and danced in front of everyone, so I won. And they gave me some stuff from the university as a prize. When I take risk, I did not the people only live once. The opportunities are only once. That's why I enjoy every second of my life. Some things I have to do at the moment, because it won't pass again.
Last week, I went to a soccer match in the north of the city in a place called La Morena. I had to play at 2 o'clock with my team Werder Bremen versus Sporting Cristal on the second football pitch. 30 minutes before the match, I went to a small shop to buy something to drink. But when I was going, I saw a kid on the first pitch crying and screaming. When I saw his feet, I saw that he broke his ankle. It looked so bad, really bad. The bone was poking out of the skin and was full of blood. Fortunately, his parents arrived at the moment and called the ambulance, which arrived so fast and helped the little kid. I feel really scared. I hope this never happened to me playing soccer.
Well, when I was 14, I went to the best concert in the world. I could see the best bands in the universe. Kiss. This has been my favorite band since 1996. When I listened to I Was Made for Loving You, this band's most commercial song, I felt excited to see my favorite band in Simón Bolívar's Park. I remember that my family gave me the VIP ticket. I went to the park 3 days before the concert to get in the front row. These were bad days under the rain, and sometimes under the hot sun. I waited 3 days to have the best musical experience in my life. When Kiss came on the stage, I forgot the pain on my body, on the long days when I was alone, because I felt accompanied by Paul Stanley, a star child, Tommy Thayer, Spaceman, Eric Singer, The Cat, and Gene Simmons, The Diamond. For me, it was a wonderful experience, and I remember even thought I was at the concert.
Well, there we are. I'm sure you'll agree, those were some pretty fascinating experiences. Another thing that you may be interested in is going out. Two of our reporters have been going around Bogota, finding information about the best places to go out. Let's see what they found.
Welcome to
to Insights. Good morning, everybody. Today is May the 20th, 2015. I'm Sebastian Espinosa, and with me is Anita, who's going to intervene in a few seconds. Welcome to your only source to get to know Bogota a little bit better.
This week, we decided to go to La Villa, a place known for its mix of diverse culture.
Every Tuesdays is Wingo's Tuesdays.
From 5 to 9, you can go and practice any language you want with both Colombian and foreigners.
I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling, diamond, could a sheep heartache.
Okay, so basically we're going to use this as a space for you guys to practice English or any other language you're studying at the time. We have tables all over the bar. Each table has a flag, and the flag will let you know what language is it and the level as well. So that's how you know where to sit. It's very relaxed, very informal. The idea is just for you to say hello, and that's how the whole conversation starts. And the idea is for you to also drink a beer or any other alcoholic beverage in order for you to, you know, loosen up a little bit. That's pretty much it.
Yes, they have different tables. Each has a flag to represent the language and the level of it.
You can choose between basic, intermediate, and advanced.
I think it's a great and cheap way to practice any language without the need to travel in a great place and relax ambience.
Especially consider they have a happy hour all the time.
That's amazing. So
Anita, the craziest thing about it all were the prices. You know, it's really accessible for those teenage or students who have such a budget to go there just to have a beer and have a wonderful time.
I mean, I've heard before about La Villa, but I never went. Now that I know how it is and know how great it is, I'm planning on going back. Are you planning on going back someday?
Definitely. Let's move on to the next topic. Anita, tell us which was the rubric for questions or what did we wanted to get from the visitors?
So we basically speak with people there, most foreigners, and we had the pleasure to speak with the manager and also with the bartender. And we just asked them like to tell a little bit about themselves, their experience in the place, if it was the first time or the recurrent, or I don't know, whatever they wanted to tell us and what they think about the overall experience.
That's amazing. So let's hear what people have to say about it.
This is number one champion, Sam.
Yo, hi everybody. I'm Sergio. I'm bartender of La Villa here in Bogota. I work here, I don't know, since November of 2014. And here's the coolest place here in Bogota.
Since last January, so for almost a year and a half. I teach English. What else would I do? No, I teach in like an agency. I don't want to say institute because those have very bad reputations and I don't work at one of those. Okay. I work at an agency and I teach business English to various multinationals around the city.
Okay, so from 5 to 9, which is the language exchange time, we have around every Tuesday 500 people coming into the event during those 4 hours. And then after that time, we have another 500. So in total, we have around 1,000 people coming to the event every Tuesday. Why to come to Ringo Tuesdays? It's an awesome place to meet people, to have a beer, to practice languages. I started coming here as a customer, so I got to meet people from all over the world, and now I work here, so that was pretty awesome. That's it. It's a place for you to have fun, enjoy learning languages with other people.
That was just amazing. There we have the opinions about people regarding this amazing place called La Villa. Anita, I wanted to ask you something, which is on the tip of my tongue. Did you hook up with someone? Tell us the truth.
No.
That's sad, because me neither. Well, we can go. We can go one more time.
We can definitely go back.
Yeah. There's plenty of foreigners and Colombians.
Well, that certainly sounds like an unusual place to go out in the city. Next up, we have something very exciting. We have a competition. You could win some wonderful prizes from the English area just by guessing some famous people. You're going to hear descriptions of five different famous people. All you need to do is listen carefully, guess the people, and then send us a message to our inbox at the Facebook page for Extranado English. To be a winner, we need to receive your answers by the end of July 2015. So very, very easy. Just listen to the descriptions, guess the famous people, and send your answers to the Extranado English Facebook page inbox by the end of July 2015. Good luck.
The person that I chose was born in 1964 in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's an American filmmaker and one of the most popular and influential director and producer in film history. Since a child, he was interested in the cinematographic art. He left Arizona and moved to Saratoga, California with his father. After high school, he starred in Universal Studios, beginning as a collaborator in edition. Nowadays, he is a successful and rich man. Three of his more famous movies are Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, and Star Wars with the help of his friend George Lucas. He married in 2 times and is father of 7 children.
The person I'm going to describe is a person who was born in Houston, Texas, is married and has a child. Is a female artist who has won 20 Grammy Awards. The last year, she had a world tour with her husband. Her career started with a group, but then she started a successful career as a soloist 12 years ago. One of her famous songs has a cover for one of the famous movies of this year. In fact, she has been an actress, but not a successful one. The people say that she is the one and only fantastic performer behind Michael Jackson shows. Her last tour visited our country 2 years ago. What is the person? Guess who?
I'm going to describe the love of my life. He is a singer who was born in New York City. He is the vocalist of an indie rock band with the nickname Saviors of Rock. They had success like Last Night or Someday. His father is the founder of Elite Model Management and his mother is Miss Denmark 1965. In 2005, he married Juliet, who was the assistant manager of the band. His first solo album was released on 2009. He came to Bogota the last year for the Stereo Picnic Festival.
She is a tall man with brown and long hair. Her eyes are blue with green. Her lips are big, very big. She is a famous Hollywood actress. Actually, she is the wife of another famous Hollywood actor. And her famous movies are Wanted, Maleficent, Tomb Raider and The Tourist. Also, she does social work in some NGO. In 2001, she was appointed Goodwill Ambassador of the United Nations, actively participating with the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
This person was born in Santa Marta, Colombia in 1961. He was considered as one of the most important soccer players in the history of Colombian football. He obtained great achievements playing with Colombian teams like Millonarios, Medellin, and Junior. Also, he played in foreign teams as Valladolid. He played at some soccer World Cups like Italy 1990, United States 1984, and French 1988. He played with René Higuita, Leonel Álvarez, and Faustino Asprilla. Nowadays, is considered as one of the most important legends of the Colombian football.
So, there you are. Did you guess the people? Remember, to win one of our wonderful prizes, all you need to do is send the names of these famous people in an inbox message to our Extonado English Facebook page. And that's just about everything for this time. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, if you'd like to participate in this podcast, please send us a message or talk to your English teacher. Thank you very much for listening.